removed from his leg.
Fox's Carmen Roberts, the last known shark attack in New York was 70 years ago. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. No relief in sight for the humidity or the heat. Today, high temperature around 92, heat index near 100. Random scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop again, most numerous, of course, in the afternoon and evening hours, and then fading out tonight. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow, not as many storms, only widely scattered, mainly afternoon storms. Many towns will stay dry. Hot day tomorrow with a high in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices near 105. Then Saturday, the number of storms increase again, scattered to numerous. Storms high 94. Follow where the storms are and where they're going to be by downloading our free weather app on your phone or tablet. Plus, current conditions, hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, and access to all my blogs and videos. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Democrat John Knight was not alone in having his primary voting record show incorrectly that he voted in the Republican primary. Knight and almost two dozen other people discovered their primary party selection was changed, and now the Secretary of State's office is investigating. The Salvation Army thrift store on Atlanta Highway is closed right now after a tractor trailer backed into it, leaving a hole in the wall. The store is closed indefinitely, but they are accepting donations at the Maxwell Boulevard warehouse. And you can help students in Autauga County start the school year on the right foot by stuffing a school bus. The Autauga Education Foundation kicked off the event's third year. Donations can be made Friday at the Prattville Chamber and Saturday at the Prattville Walmart. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. At Ace, we offer many services ranging from glass cutting to small engine repair. But at Ace, we believe that serving goes beyond just services. That's why we are an official sponsor for Cram the Van. Not only can you drop off your donations at Ace, we also carry the school supplies that are so desperately needed. Whether you need school supplies or just have a desire to donate, come see us. We'll give you 10% off your purchase of school supplies. Capital City Ace is located at 3215 Taylor Road.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Forevermark is a diamond brand from De Beers Group of Companies, and every Forevermark diamond comes with a promise that it is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. This promise is symbolized with the unique Forevermark inscription at its heart. Of all the world's diamonds, less than 1% are eligible to become a Forevermark diamond. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry proudly features Forevermark diamonds at its Montgomery location. Visit Marguerite's to light up her smile with Forevermark diamonds. Forevermark, a diamond is forever.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Blair, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show.
To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back to the News Review, 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. You ever worn the same, you know, I wear what I call my uniform.
Yeah.
Some sort of blue button-down shirt, jeans, and boots every day.
Right.
If someone came up to me and said, hey, Baron, I like that uniform. I like that get-up you wear. I would be self-conscious about it for the rest of my life. Coming on before we got on the radio station, on the radio show this morning, a luminary in the broadcast business complimented our bumper music selection and the way we introed and outroed in and out of segments, Dave.
That's right. He did.
And so now I'm going to spend the entire rest of the week scared to death every time I pick a piece.
Being super self-conscious. And like, well, he even said like the way that you fade in and out and everything.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, it was a high compliment.
So now
compliment.
My hand is shaking as I'm dropping the fader.
Should I pull it now or further? Or, like, what should I do? Yeah, Baron's all flummoxed over here.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what happens. Someone brings attention to something you just do, and then all of a sudden you think about it, and it's hard. Because part of the genius of the way the human mind works, muscle memory and just being able to replicate things over and over. I remember the first day that I switched sides of the sneeze guard. I went from that side to over here, and I remember how terrified it was, and I had to think about every button I pushed and every fader I moved and every selection. And now you just do it at second hand, but now that he's mentioned it, now I'm thinking
right.
about it again.
Well, he got you out of the zone. He got you out of, like, you get into a kind of what they call a flow state
yeah.
where you're not thinking about it. It's all subconscious, basically. Like, yeah, because I've seen you can run the board.
Well, let
and
me.
You're usually not thinking about it and texting other people
yeah.
and sending texts on your Apple Watch and queuing up music and, you know, but you're not. But now.
Now it's all I'm thinking about. I mean, I was so flummoxed. We start the show, the intro music's coming in. I said, I haven't turned the monitors up, Dave, but we're about to come in based on the time. I'm looking at the log.
He doesn't have his headphones on. His headphones not plugged in.
I put my headphones on. They're not plugged in. Hey, don't compliment me. This is the lesson. You don't compliment me,
don't
people.
You
nobody.
Compliment Baron.
If you do, don't be a luminary in the broadcasting
right.
business. Our number, 272-9228. Dave Mowry joins us as he does on Thursdays and special occasions.
Right.
Third appearance this week.
I know, right? It's almost feeling like a job.
Jack texted last night. He's like, hey, I may actually come in tomorrow. You think that's all right? And I was like, it's your show. You know,
yeah,
you're more than welcome to come in whenever you want. And I said, nah, Dave will be there. And then I started thinking, this will be Dave's third day. He may not be there.
Yeah, and well, it's funny
he's been
because,
here long enough to call in sick.
Yeah, my wife was like, yesterday at like 11, she's like, yeah, how's the show going? I was like, okay, not on today, but I could see why you'd think that. So
not on every day.
That's right.
Quite every day. But no, we have a good time.
Yeah, for sure.
We had a
good couple shows Monday and Tuesday, for
I
sure.
I thought so. You were not here yesterday as we sort of recapped the election, but what your broad takeaways? I don't want to spend 3 hours on the election.
No,
what's your broad
no.
takeaways?
Okay, well, everybody is going to think that going negative loses elections or something, because I've seen this analysis already, but that's wrong. You just have to, it has to be, like, strongly credible, and you have to have, you know, more, equal or more...
Well, all the people who won went negative, too.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
You know, I mean, it's so I... and then first, before you get too far, and I should congratulate you, two of your statewide candidates
won. Thank you,
won.
Yeah, we did. We did good.
You were 2-0 statewide this year, so
yeah, and we beat the last member of the... of the school board that had a primary, so we got Porterfield out.
Yeah, you had some school board races.
Well, we had the two before, and then this one went to a runoff, and he is out. So,
yeah, Roberta Porterfield.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, that's like just the very and everybody, you know, that's the very first step of the process here. Like, got to get good people on the board, and then. Something
you know what's
then,
funny is
you know, it's like you ever see those things it's like step one, step two, step three, question
profit.
Question yeah like it's over
yeah so now what
yeah right
it's like the dog that caught the car.
Have you ever seen the movie The Candidate, Robert Redford?
I have not.
He's like an insurgent type candidate and all that, and then like they I think they win the primary, and like it ends with him going, so now what do we do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think there, and I do think that there's a lot of that right now. I think that there are a lot of people that are like the dog that caught the car.
Speaking of someone who caught the car and didn't know what to do, that was the, and I first heard that analogy for the first time in 2010. after the Republican just dominating wave. And it was supposed to be close. The Republicans might win, but they'll have a bunch of Democrats. And then they ended up winning three quarters of the seats in the Alabama House and three quarters of the seats in the Alabama Senate. And that was the first time someone said, well, Mike Hubbard caught the car. Let's see what he'll do with it. I saw Mike Hubbard last night.
Really?
Yeah, I was at the Biscuits game. In theory, I was there to moderate or MC an event during the second inning. The reality was I was there to introduce myself and watch an event play.
Right.
And I would prefer it that way. I'd rather not moderate some event. I don't know what's going on. It's like a little game they play. They're throwing hats on each other. Before the game, he came in. He was I'm not going to name everyone he was with, but he was with some folks who have had some bad days in Alabama politics recently. And he came over and said, hey, and spoke for a second, which was very unusual.
Yeah.
He and I have historically, if anyone who listens to this broadcast knows, have not gotten along at all. I once read a transcript where he blamed me for going to prison.
Right.
What's
that?
It's interesting. But when I said the dog that caught the car, it reminded me of that.
Yeah. Well, and Bentley certainly was the dog that caught the car.
Yeah, exactly. And there's something to that. So now the school board has caught the car. What are they going to do with it?
Yep. Well, you know, we got
it's the not over yet.
Nah, that's right.
There's still some general elections in.
Yeah, there's one general.
So congratulations to you for going 2-0 statewide.
Yeah, it was a fun night. I'll tell you that much. Always better when you win. You know, it's just one of those things like, because when you lose, you sit there and you go through everything that you could have, would have, should have done. You know, maybe, you know. But.
Well, look, if you're adequately financed and you lose, you go through the coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Right.
If you're inadequately financed and you lose,
well,
you just lost. You just lost.
Well, you should probably still go through the coulda, woulda, shoulda because you could have probably raised more money and should have raised more money or spent time raising money, and then you would maybe had the money.
I think any candidate should be able to raise 20 grand.
Yeah.
Easy, in a week. And then it starts getting hard.
Yeah, that's right.
And then it starts getting hard. But if you can raise 20, you go show some people you can raise 20. Maybe they'll invest in you.
Especially locally. Yeah, for a smaller. Yeah,
If you can put 50 together, you're a candidate.
Yep.
You know, as long as it's not a statewide race.
Yeah.
But if you can put 50 together, you're a candidate.
Yeah, I agree.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I did talk to F. Jackson Campbell this morning. He called to say he was not going to make it after he called last night to say he was going to make it. I remember it was Twinkle the other day. She was calling him
Woodley
Fitzgerald Jackson Campbell the 13th.
And the number kept going up. That was pretty funny. Yeah, the number kept just rising and rising.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. We'll be back. We got a big show lined up. I got a lot of news I want to get to, so I'm going to take this break 1.5 minutes early so that we can have a nice long two-lane comfort cruise of a segment on the other side of the break. A little Seinfeld shout-out. We'll be back. Your calls are welcome. I mean, I am going to go through some news, but your calls are welcome. We'll be back.
Yeah, holler at us.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782.
Liberty did what?
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of smart storage solutions. Start with durable 27-gallon storage totes for just $9.48 each. They're made of heavy-duty resin to hold up to 400 pounds. At that price, you should get a few extra. Just to hold the money you'll save. Come get organized at the Pack Store Save event going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 22nd, U.S. only.
She's been my support for 53 years. My better half from the moment we met. And now that it's my turn to be the better half, it's good to know there's help.
If you need help caring for someone you love, Kindred may be the answer. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medications, equipment, medical supplies, and more. If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call Kindred and speak with a registered nurse. See how we can help. 1-866-KINDRED.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need, and no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Holly's Home Furnishings and Zaza Sirius Italian, to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to one of our sponsors and help cram the van from Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Holly's Home Furnishings, Zaza Sirius Italian, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I don't like this version better than Michael Jackson, but I feel like it has its place in rock history. Dave Mowry joins us on a Thursday. Jack Campbell's out because he has to go play Hollywood Superstar on the small screen. Don't forget this hour of the program brought to you as it is each and every day. You may want to plug your ears if you haven't eaten breakfast. At Midtown Pizza Kitchen, which the special this week.
Strong.
The roasted chicken and the broccolini and the cherry tomatoes and the red sauce. I love the red sauce.
So do I.
It's not too acidic.
Right.
You know, some of them are.
Yep.
And they leave, you know, an hour after you leave, your stomach's all sour and turning over.
Not at Midtown.
Not at Midtown. They I don't know how they do it. I guess it's that that hand-touched excellence they provide over there. But it's just a perfect red sauce. And it's over bow-tie pasta. It's got the Parmesan and the parsley toppings there. So get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get a chance. Generous sponsors of hour number one. We'll give you a rundown on the lunch menu as we get closer to the noon hour. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman with you from 9 to noon each and every day. All right. I have an analysis piece I want to get into at one point. Actually, you sent me a great piece last night.
Yeah, it was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The thing my dad sent me?
Yeah.
And he's not usually the type of guy that will...
Protect the president?
No, that will send stuff out like that.
Oh, not forward stuff? I'm not a forwarder either.
No, he just...
But
you know.
And you know what? When I know someone's not a forwarder and they forward something,
right,
I take the time to read it.
That's right.
I think that may be the first article you've ever forwarded me, so I read it.
Yeah, I'll say, yeah, I don't usually send, you know...
But it's a great piece. It was in the American Spectator, spectator.org. Headline, Everyone is Smart Except Trump. And before I'll get into the content of the piece, I'll say you would have to believe this is accurate. I mean, I know some really decent people, but they're not political experts. They're not billionaires. They've never run for office and become president. They've never sat down and looked foreign leaders in the eye. Yet these guys all of a sudden are experts. And everything Trump does is wrong. This guy has no idea what he's talking about. That's the general tone and tenor of this piece. And you guys have liberal friends that I can't believe. Trump, can you believe what he
Trump
did?
Trump did this today. Trump did that today.
I don't want to read the whole thing. It's 8 pages long.
But, yeah, you should.
But there are some paragraphs that must be read aloud.
Yes.
And I don't do this. Nor, you guys know this. I don't do this to you. I don't sit here and read op-eds on air. I don't clip you to death. We try to provide analysis and original content. But sometimes a piece comes along, and this is one such piece. Everyone is smart except Trump, from spectator.org, American Spectator. Starts out this way. It really is quite simple. Everyone is smart except Donald J. Trump. That's why they are all billionaires and all got elected president. Only Trump does not know what he's doing. Only Trump does not know how to negotiate with Vladimir Putin. Anderson Cooper knows how to stand up to Putin. The whole crowd at MSNBC does. All the journalists do. They couldn't stand up to Matt Lauer at NBC. They couldn't stand up to Charlie Rose at CBS. They couldn't stand up to Mark Halperin at NBC, nor up to Leon, whatever that guy's name is, at the New Republic.
Wiesenthal?
I don't know. Wieseltier?
Oh, Wieseltier, yeah.
Ugh. At the New Republic, nor Jan Venner.
Jan Venner?
If we're going to go German here.
Jan.
Jan Venner at Rolling Stone, nor Michael Oreskes at NPR. Does anybody with an Anglo-sounding name work anywhere? What are these names? Wieseltier? Venner? Oreskes?
Easy.
I feel like I've been given random Scrabble tiles and asked to read them on the air. My God. At the New York Times or at the Associated Press, but oh, wow, can they ever stand up to Putin? Only Trump is incapable of negotiating with the Russian tyrant. I've never put it in that... I've never put it in those stark terms.
I'll say it lays it out pretty clearly, doesn't it?
The seedier media have never negotiated life and death. Not corporate life and death, not human life and death. They think they know how to negotiate, but they do not know how. They go to college, are told by peers they're smart, get some good grades, proceed to a graduate degree in journalism, and get hired as analysts. Now they're experts, ready to take on Putin and the Iranian Ayatollahs at age 30. This guy is stripping the bark off of
him. Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't get easier.
Yeah, it's essentially a very sarcastic wrestling promo on everybody who, you know, thinks that everything that Trump does is, you know, bad, wrong, treasonous.
Well, there's one more paragraph I want to read.
Run down all your adjectives.
It's early on. I think it's like the fourth or fifth paragraph. It's the one I highlighted. This is why people like Donald Trump. And this is why people got sick of the Mitt Romneys, sick of the John McCains, sick of the Barack Obamas, sick of the media. This is why people started turning on the American establishment. It's this next paragraph. It says, this is not the road to expertise and tough dealing. The alternate road is that along the way, maybe you get forced into some street fights. Sometimes the other guy wins, and sometimes you beat the intestines out of him. Then you deal with grown-ups as you mature, and you learn that people can be nasty. Often, after they smile and speak softly. You get cheated a few times, played, and you learn. Maybe you become an attorney litigating multi-million dollar case matters. Say what you will about attorneys, but those years, not the years in law schools, not the years drafting legal memoranda, but the years of meeting face-to-face and confronting opposing counsel, those years can teach a great deal. They can teach how to transition from sweet, gentle, diplomatic negotiating to tough negotiating. At some point, with enough tough-nosed experience, you figure out Trump's art of the deal yourself. Trump's voters get him because not only is he we, but we are he. I love that line. We were not snowflaked for life by effete professors who themselves never negotiated tough life or death serious deals. Instead, we live in the real world and we know how that works. Not based on social science theories, not based on conceptual negotiating models, but based on the people we've met over our life and always will hate. The worst boss we ever had, the coworker who tried to sabotage us, we know the sons of bums whom survived, the dastardly types who are out there, and we learn from those experiences how to deal with them. We won't have John Kerry soothe us by having James Taylor sing You've Got a Friend carols. This is, I just...
It's brutal, isn't it?
This thing, and then he goes into specifics about how negotiating with NATO, negotiating with Putin, and then the bottom line is where he kind of ties it all together. I think this piece is, should be required reading for everyone on the right to understand, and frankly for everyone on the left, but they won't read it.
They won't read it.
But everyone on the right to understand what we're dealing with here. To understand, just because someone says, can you believe Trump's an idiot, doesn't mean Trump's an idiot. I don't care how many people say Trump's an idiot. The evaluation of truth is not a democratic process. You don't vote on truth.
That's right.
If 80% of the people tell you right now it's dark outside, it's not dark.
if it's not.
I don't care if 99.9% of people tell you it's dark outside. It's not dark. Science isn't consensus, and consensus isn't science. That was a Michael Crichton line. So anyway.
He wrote Jurassic Park.
He wrote a lot of stuff. He wrote Sphere, too, didn't he?
Yeah. You know, he also wrote the movie that the show Westworld is based on. There was a movie in, like, 1970 with Yul Brynner.
I watched the first season of Westworld. Is there a second season?
There is. I haven't watched either.
You haven't watched either?
No, I've been... It's one of those things where,
cool
like...
Cool concept.
Yeah, and the movie was a pretty cool... And there's one of the very best Simpsons episodes is based on Westworld. It's where they go to Itchy and Scratchy Land and the robots turn on them.
Well, don't give away the whole...
Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, well, also, the new version is a little bit different than that. It's more meta, right? Like, it's more... I think you're trying to figure out, like, who is actually a robot and who isn't and things like that.
Well, the viewer may be trying to.
Right.
I don't think the idea is the people in the... There was one twist, but the idea was the people in the park know who is who.
Right. Anyway, I've been meaning to go back and visit it. It's one of those things where, like, a lot of times if a show comes on too late on Sunday night...
Well, you can do it on demand.
You know. Well, yeah, I'm really weird about that. I don't tend to do things like that.
On demand?
Yeah, I don't know why. I like to catch it first run, you know? Or then, I mean, I'll go back and binge it. But, like, if I miss one or two... Then I'll just save the whole thing for when I have, you know...
Well, let me say this.
A day or two to kill.
If you have a day or two to kill, Westworld, at least season one is worth watching.
Yeah.
Now if you have young children around, it does have some topless women or whatever.
Well, that's the, as you know, not a ton. That's the other thing. Sometimes you got to find time to watch things when there's not prying eyes.
Right. I mean, that was the problem. But it's not gratuitous. It's not excessive.
Right.
It's just there, and it's actually part of the show because of what else is going on. But it's the general basis of Westworld is a pretty cool concept. You're in a park. It's massive, miles and miles and miles, but it's like a theme park, and you get to live out a fantasy because the people in the park are not people at all, they're robots. So if you shoot one dead, they don't die. They look dead. I mean, they look real. They feel real. But they're running on a computer script. And
or are they?
Yeah, and that's the thing is. It really, I guess the bottom line is, the whole point is to blur the line between what's life and what's not life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how real does something computer have to be before we start treating it as life? And it's really a fascinating...
These are questions we're going to have to cope with in the future, Baron.
Not anytime soon.
Nope, it's coming. Singularity. It's going to happen tomorrow. Nice knowing you.
Everyone is smart except Trump. Check it out.
Upload your brain now.
Has nothing to do with Westworld. I don't know how we get in there, but it's
because
good.
You mentioned Michael Crichton. And then,
oh, yeah.
You know. Listen, I can go down a lot of rabbit holes.
That was
my
first experience. Well, we'll talk about it when we get back.
Yeah.
Giving voice.
voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Well, hi, everybody. No big surprises today. Hot and humid again with a high temperature around 92 and a heat index near 100. Scattered random afternoon showers and thunderstorms continuing into the evening hours and then fading out tonight. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow, not as many storms. In fact, they will be isolated. Many towns will stay dry. Hot day tomorrow with a high in the mid-90s. Heat index will be near the 105 danger level. And then on Saturday, storms will become more numerous again. Scattered to numerous with a high temperature around 94 and then a 30% chance of more storms on Sunday. Get our free weather app on your phone or tablet today because it'll give you instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 33 minutes after 9 o'clock. You know what I'm going to do this weekend?
Do tell.
Saturday. I'm going to swing by Eastbrook Flea Market, see Miss Dot over there. It's Customer Appreciation Day, and I do spend a lot of time over there. I really do, not window shopping, but I mean, it is window shopping in a way.
Just checking it out.
Walk around, look at all the booths. I mean, it's not a flea market in the sense that you go to a normal flea market, just junk that nobody wants. This is nice stuff. Nice stuff. I picked up, gosh, I don't even know what all I picked up there. I picked up a lot of vinyl albums. I picked up pictures. I picked up pieces of furniture. I picked up cooking utensils.
Yeah, you were talking about some political memorabilia or something that you saw.
If you want a John Hanson for state rep button, they have one over there for $1.25.
Sure. Don't know who that is.
John Hanson used to be a host on this program.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In our first year and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Should have listened more, Dave.
Yeah, I should have.
Eastbrook Flea Market, Miss Dot, absolutely fantastic. Like I said, it's like a superstore. It's one of my favorite places in Montgomery. It's on Eastbrook, Eastbrook Shopping Center right there on Coliseum. So if you know where Coliseum Boulevard is off Atlanta Highway, that's where the Eastbrook Flea Market is. I'll be by there at some point Saturday. I'll probably spend an hour or two over there meandering around, meeting folks. I love when the vendors come out. I love it because you get to meet them and they take so much time curating what they put in there. And the opportunity to sit and talk to them, and why'd you select this, and where'd you get this, and what's the history behind it. I love that kind
of stuff. You said something the other day that piqued my curiosity, and that was that, like, you know, it's something that, like, if you don't have anything to do with your kids.
Yes.
Because, like, nothing in there is going to break. It's not like you take them to Toys R Us or even Target or whatever, and then they start begging for a toy.
Right.
And it's, oh, you know, I'd love to get it for you, but it's $83.
Right.
You know? And, I mean, even for a guy with two kids, you know, $83 for some random toy is not what I want to spend on a Saturday.
Right.
But you go in there and they find something and it's like, oh, it's $3.
Yeah.
You know, sure, you can get a $3 toy.
Yeah. I love the place. So. I really, really do. And I encourage everybody to get by there. And again, employee appreciation. Customer Appreciation Day will be this Saturday.
Didn't you say
Saturday.
Something about hot dogs or something? Or?
Yeah, they're going to have some food there. They got some food there. So that look. I didn't want to give everyone the real reason I was going.
I didn't say that's why you were going.
You know, I'm a junk food connoisseur.
I was just saying that, I mean, if they're going to have hot dogs, you might find me there.
You know I'm a junk food connoisseur.
Yes.
You give me a hot dog or a hamburger, fast food, if it's fried up fast food, I'm in. I love that stuff. I try to stay trim and fit and all that, but not at the expense of giving up a double stack from Wendy's.
But food tastes good.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? It's delicious. It's absolutely delicious.
You do it right.
All right. I was going to put this piece up, but I had a very influential listener.
Extremely influential listener.
One of the most influential listeners we've ever had. Now, I'm not going to read the whole article. As they said, read the whole article, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
Wow.
It explains so much, exclamation. Read it all. That was all capped, the last part. Read it all, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. I'm not going to read it all. But I am going to read the conclusion.
That person really wants you to read it all, Baron.
Yeah. Listen, you sent it to me. It's must read.
It is. I know.
Go to spectator.org. That's right. Find the article, Everyone is Smart Except Trump, and feast your eyes. But here, feast your ears for a moment. At the end of the day, Donald Trump is over 70 years old. I'm just reading the conclusion. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm not reading 8 pages on air. He's made many mistakes in his life. He still makes some. He's human. But Trump, likewise, has spent 60 years learning. He's seen some of his businesses go bankrupt. And he's learned from those experiences to be a billionaire and not let it happen again. No doubt that he's been fooled, outsmarted in years past. And he's learned from life. He's a tough and smart negotiator. He sizes up his opponent, and he knows that the approach that works best for one is not the same as for another. It does not matter what he says publicly about his negotiating opponent. And that's key to this whole Putin deal and Kim Jong-un. If these guys, again, it points it out in the piece. These guys are dictators. This is me talking, not the piece. These guys are dictators. If you go out there and try to embarrass them in public, they will not negotiate with you behind closed doors. But if you go out there and pump them up in public, you can get a lot of concessions behind closed doors because they don't have to answer to a Congress. They don't have to answer to a parliament. They don't have to answer to a ruling body. They do whatever they want. And so if you can get them behind closed doors and say, look, I'm going to pump you up a little bit at this press conference. I'm going to make you look like a hero, and you're going to be able to use this footage for propaganda in your home country, but you better back off of A, B, and C, and you better give me X, Y, and Z. Back to the piece. What matters is what results months later. In his first 18 months in Washington, the man has turned around the American economy, brought us near full employment, reduced the welfare and food stamp lines, wiped out ISIS in Raqqa, moved America's Israel embassy to Jerusalem, successfully launched massive deregulation of the economy, has opened up oil exploration in Anwar, is rebuilding the military massively, has walked out of the useless Paris climate accords that were negotiated by America's amateurs who always got snookered, canned the disastrous Iran deal, exited the bogus United Nations Human Rights Council. He has Mexico and Canada convinced to walk out of NAFTA if they don't pony up. He has the Europeans convinced to walk out of NATO if they don't stop being cheap and lazy, parasitic penny pinchers. He slashed income taxes, expanded legal protections for college students falsely accused of crimes, has taken real steps to protect religious freedoms and liberties promised in the First Amendment, boldly has taken on the Lyme disease quality of a legislative mess he inherited from the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush-Obama era on immigration, and has appointed a steady line of remarkably brilliant conservative federal judges to sit on district courts, the circuit appellate courts, and the Supreme Court. What has Anderson Cooper achieved during that period? Jim Acosta, or the editorial staffs of the New York Times and the Washington Post? They've not even found the courage and strength to stand up to co-workers and celebrities within their orbits who abuse sexually or psychologically or emotionally. They have no accomplishments to compare to President Trump's. Just their fed opinions all echoing each other. All echoing, echoing, echoing. They gave us 8 years of Nobel laureate Obama negotiating with the ISIS JV team, calming the rise of the oceans and healing the planet. We'll take Trump negotiating with Putin any day. I love this piece. This is one that's going to stay in the old...
I'll tell you what really interested in me was, A, that, like I said, you know, my dad's not a foreigner, really. But B, when he talks about NATO and all that, I mean, like, so my dad was, like, part of the NATO forces in Serbia. Who do we bomb? Slobodan?
Slobodan Milosevic?
Yeah. And
we bombed Christians on behalf of Muslims.
Sure.
That was the first time people should have stood up and took attention to what was going on with American foreign policy.
But, you know, he was assigned over there at the time. And
well, it's
then,
not his fault.
Sure. We lived in Germany when it was like, you know, when we still had the Cold War. So it's one of those things where you'd kind of go, well, that's interesting, because I kind of thought you'd be a little bit taken aback by some of this. And maybe he was, but then when you look at what this guy says... Oh, wait, not everything is as it seems.
Yeah.
In terms of what Trump's trying to do and what he's accomplishing, he's not really necessarily saying, hey, look, we're going to completely upend the world order. He's just saying, we got to get a better deal out of it.
Yeah. Well, and look, if
and
they don't...
And here's how I'm going to get the better deal.
If they don't think you're willing to walk
That's
away,
right.
they're not going to give you what you want.
That's right.
Mexico and Canada have to think Trump's going to walk away from NAFTA. The European Union has to think Trump's going to walk away from NATO. Or they don't get. Or you don't get what you want.
You don't get anything.
You can't be afraid to lose when you're negotiating.
That's right.
And that's the key. Most people don't understand that. If you think you're going to lose and that scares you, you might as well
quit.
You're going to lose.
Loser.
Loser.
Losers.
But every other American president, going back to George H.W. Bush, has negotiated from fear and timidity, thinking they're going to lose or being scared to lose. Why? Because the little losers at CNN will make fun of me if we lose. So, think of what you could get if you weren't scared of the little losers at CNN.
And I'll tell you who's not
you
scared of them.
You think Donald Trump gives one damn what Jim Acosta thinks?
I'll tell you who's not afraid of him.
I know.
The God Emperor of the
United
States.
And you know what? You got when the God Emperor took on the media, you know why? He wanted them to know he wasn't afraid of them. He wanted world leaders to know he wasn't afraid of what they were going to write about him in the media. Because the world leaders for 35 years have operated with American presidents who are scared of having the New York Times editorial page call them mean names.
It's so true.
I mean, it's true.
It's so true.
And so everything they did was from the position of weakness.
Yep.
With the outcome already predetermined, America loses, and the New York Times are not as mean as they otherwise would be to
Right, because they're always going to be mean. They're never
yes.
going to be on your side if
yes.
you're a Republican. Unless you're one certain breed of Republican, and that's the kind that, doo-doo's all over your own people, your own party. Then then you'll be their savior.
So frustrating.
But anyway.
I don't even want to
read
continue.
The piece.
Well, no, I don't want to continue. I get too mad.
I hear you.
I get too mad. I don't want to be mad. It's a Thursday.
It is a Thursday. Yeah, I mean, it's like Weekend Junior. You know?
Weekend Junior?
Yeah, it's like,
hey,
you know,
in college and law school, Thursday night was the night you went out.
Always.
Because people would leave on
people
Friday
would
to go
home. Yeah, right.
So if you wanted to go hang out. And in law school, I only had class on Friday once, but it was 8 a.m.
Mm.
And there was a time. I had perfect
there
attendance.
There was a time.
I had perfect attendance in law school. I did not miss classes. Ever. Because my thought was... You know how much you pay to go? Especially now. Holy mackerel. Kids going to law school now are paying $150,000 in tuition. Not books and fees and living expenses. I'm talking flat tuition. It was expensive enough when I went 15 years ago.
Right.
And comparing it to 15 years before that, it was not affordable.
Right.
I mean, it could be some law school in the near future is going to be $100,000 a year in tuition.
Yeah, this probably surprises almost everybody that knows me that's listening, but I actually was very good about attending class. You know why? Because if you just show up and listen, you don't really have to study.
Well, you soak in a lot.
Show up, take notes, then you just go back and review
and
your notes,
well.
And you know it all.
I did well. You know, but there was one day we'd been out particularly late the night before.
Particularly late.
And I got up at 8 a.m., or I got up at 7 or whatever. Now, it was a legal writing class. It was my first year. Professor Dodd, who was Dick Cheney's personal lawyer for a period of time and had some great war stories. But anyway, so I go into my class, and I'm sitting there, and it's one of those where the whole room starts to spin, you know, the next morning, and you get that warm, like, cold sweat.
Flop sweat.
That warm body cold sweat feeling. And you get that metallic taste in the back of your mouth, and you just know.
And then you're looking around, and they're like, "Oh my God, everyone in here knows that I'm like in bad shape."
Oh, I probably smelled.
Right. Oh, you definitely smelled.
And so I'm sitting in there, and I went up to the front. And I said, "Professor Dodd, I don't feel well. You mind if I lay down in the class?" He said, "I do." And I said, "I can't lay down in the class." He's like, "No." And so I was like, "You mind if I lay down in the hallway?" He goes, "I don't care what you do in the hallway. You may not lay down in class." I said, "Okay." So I laid down in the hallway with my ear up in the doorway, listening to what he was talking about, watching the ceiling do circles. And I mean, I felt awful. I never did that again.
At least the tile was cold, right?
Oh, my gosh.
That made you feel so much better,
right? Cheek? Your cheek on that tile? And you don't even care about the salmonella and the coli.
Give me all the bad diseases. I'm going to feel good for at least 5 minutes here.
I might feel bad for 6 months.
That's right.
But if I can get through today, I can live.
But I'll feel better than I do now, no matter what they give me.
If I can get through today, at least I'll be alive.
That's right.
It was one of those days.
Love it.
And it was, you know, up north, and it was, gosh, 12 degrees below zero outside.
Oh, that's right. You went to Indiana for law school, right?
Cold, yeah.
Yeah.
cold.
I forget
cold,
that.
Cold. All right, people. It's 46 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Apparently nobody wants to jump in.
That's fine.
Oh, no, I know. I'm just, you know, usually.
You people don't want to call me? I don't want to talk to you? No, I do want to talk to you, though, if you want to. 272-9228. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman. Jack Campbell back tomorrow. Maybe they're not calling because Jack's out here. They love Jack.
They do. Everybody loves Jack.
I want a girl who gets up early. I want a girl who stays up late. I want a girl with uninterrupted prosperity who uses a machete to cut through red tape.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nedell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Presenting the all-new 3-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made. With room for up to 8, choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Come test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent Premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary.
Montgomery Subaru. Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782. Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hold everything for less. The Pack Store Save event is going on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of smart storage solutions. Start with durable 27-gallon storage totes for just $9.48 each. They're made of heavy-duty resin to hold up to 400 pounds. At that price, you should get a few extra, just to hold the money you'll save. Come get organized at the Pack Store Save event going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 22nd, U.S. only.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
On this date, 1986. That's 32 years ago, old people. Invisible Touch from Genesis goes number one. And here it is. That was my best chance. That was my best Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. I'm just a baby compared to Rich Thomas.
Totally.
In the broadcasting world. This guy is a... he's been doing it a long, long time. Every morning, if you're up early at 6:30, he does the timeline, and they do the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Intros a song from the past, and he does such a good job. As if he's an old rock-style DJ. I just want to be Rich Thomas when I grow up.
Yeah,
I want to be able to intro a song like Invisible Touch and do it justice. I didn't do it justice. I ripped that off of whoever does the morning show on 107.1 because you told me that.
That's what they said when I was coming in.
On this day in 1986, Invisible Touch went number one. This reminds me of my mom's aerobics class.
Yes.
I can see like a bunch of women in their 30s in leg warmers, you know, in the skating rink, and they're reaching up to the sky for some reason, like they're grabbing stars out of the ceiling.
Grab.
And they're rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
And somewhere there's a Jane Fonda tape laying around. And they carried towels around. And they had belts. They wore belts. I don't understand the belts. I don't understand the leg warmer, but the belt I never got. You're not holding anything up. It's a unitard.
Just, you know.
Your shoulders are holding it up. You don't need a belt.
It's fashion, Baron. Gotta look good while you're... Looking good, you know.
I was having a moment there. I was back at the skate rink in Greenfield, Indiana, watching my mom do aerobics right then. A long time ago.
It was.
A long time ago.
32 years.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. 8 minutes to the top of the hour. I'll mention it just because someone called off air during the break and asked. The article I was just reading from, Spectator.org, American Spectator's website, Spectator.org. Everyone is smart except Trump. It's a little 8-page article. It'll take you, I mean, if you're a slow reader, it'll take you 10 or 12 minutes. Not a long piece. If you're a fast reader, you can probably get through it in 4 or 5 minutes. It's a great, great, great piece. Great, great, great piece, and I highly recommend it to each and everyone in our audience. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, we're here with you each and every day. My man Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers, I stopped by there the other day, and he was showing me some of the most amazing hand-carved jewelry. This is stuff that they can't make anymore. And I asked him, I said, Troop, why don't they make stuff like this anymore?
So Troop.
Why don't they make stuff like this? And he said, because it would cost $5,000 for somebody to sit there and hand carve out of platinum or gold or even silver, hand carve jewelry like that. But he had bracelets that you could dress up like with a gown, an evening gown, or you could dress down with a pair of jeans and a button down. He had ladies' bracelets. Hand-carved. Each link hand-carved and unique. Not another link on it like it on Earth. You could, if you put it under the little the little magnifying glass,
yeah.
You could see the little etchings, the hand-carved etchings. They had stones in them. They were beautiful, beautiful. And a steel. They were not $5,000. I can assure you. They were not $5,000. They were gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. This is a guy, Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers. He has people come in from all over the country. Check him out on Facebook. That's one of the best things you can do. Get on his Facebook page, Heirloom Jewelers, right here in Montgomery, Alabama. They're on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road, open Tuesday through Friday till 5 o'clock, and then Saturday, 9 to noon. So get by there when you get a chance. Heirloom Jewelers, go in there. Tell old Troop Booth we said hello while you're in there. You will be very, very ecstatic to see his offerings and selection. And if you have some of this antique heirloom quality jewelry, take it in there. He'll give you a good price. Someone just yesterday, who was it? Oh, I'll read you the text in full. Someone just yesterday, a listener, went in there, said, went to Heirloom Jewelers today. He gave a very fair deal. We spoke about the show. You can take your jewelry in there. He'll buy it off you if you want to. Stone, you know.
Buy it right off your arm.
Yeah. I mean, he'll even let you take it off. He won't saw it off your arm. Anyway, Heirloom Jewelers, get by there when you get a chance. Our number is 272-9228 if you want to get in. But, Baron, why aren't you talking about Russia? There's so much about Russia going on. I got a poll here in my hands. If you watch the media, if you watch NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News even, you would think that Americans are pining away for more Russia coverage. You would think that Americans sit up late at night wondering what's going on in Russia. Here is a Gallup poll. The question, what do you think is the most important problem facing this country today? Do you know where Russia ranks?
Like way down the list?
Well, I will say this. On July 1, June 1, and May 1, it did not register at all
right.
on the list. Not one person said Russia.
Nope.
February, March, and April, 1%.
Mm-hmm.
And before that in January, nobody. So between January and July, between 0 and 1% of people cared about the Russia story. So I'm going to ask you. I'll ask you at home, but while Dave's answering, you think of what you would say. What could possibly be the motivation of the media for covering ad nauseum a story nobody in America gives a damn about?
I'm stumped, Baron.
I am
why
not,
would why would the
I
media
I am not stumped.
I can't think of it, Baron. Why would the media Why would they just keep pumping?
Now you're just being snarky and smart.
Why would they just, you know, I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. You know, they're in a... They're an ostensibly, you know, there to make a profit, you know.
They are the propaganda wing of the globalist corporatist media outfit. And they're frustrated. They're very frustrated that you don't care. And they want you to care.
So they'll just keep talking about it.
Yes.
Until not only do you tune it out.
I'll give you an example.
But you get so enraged by them even bringing it up that it has the opposite effect of what they want.
I'll give you an example from music. You can play a song. We were talking about this during the break, where a song would come out and they'd play it once an hour. You can play a song into people's minds so that they'll start to like it. Frequency will breed.
Frequency is a thing.
Yeah, it's totally a thing, and you'll start to like what you see over and over and over. I'll give you an example. I think this happened in music a long time ago. There was a song that I think is one of the stupidest and worst songs I've ever heard. But it came from a pretty big band, and my guess is because it was a single from a pretty big band, it was played once an hour on every station in America, and all of a sudden, people started thinking this was a good song. People started liking this.
Oh, yeah.
You hear the clapping in the background?
Yeah.
This is not a good song. The vocals are bad. The lyrics are bad. It sounds muddy and grimy.
Well, it's also from like 1962. So, I mean,
it's a bad song. Now, I'm not a Beatles hater.
No, I know.
I like the Beatles. I play the Beatles at home. I don't play this song at home.
Do you ever play Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band records?
I would, but they've all been melted down. Do you play Ringo Starr in his All-Star
Band? I mean, of course I do. He's the best Beatle. Well, why would I not play Ringo?
But I think that's what's talent. Going on with Russia. I really do. I think the media propaganda wing wants you to care. You don't care. You rightfully don't care.
And they're like, we are going to, again, but this is the thing that always like makes me crack up. It's like when you, I mean, I can't think of an example, but essentially, like if people have their minds made up that it's not a, you know what I mean? Like you can't. Well, stop trying to make fetch a thing, media.
What's the alternative? What are you going to cover if you don't cover Russia? Are you going
literally anything else?
Well, no. Are you going to cover? Assuming you're trying to make Trump look bad, look what else is in the news.
Right.
You going to cover the booming American economy? Are you going to cover record low unemployment? Are you going to cover record low or declining food stamp and welfare use? Are you going to cover the fact that ISIS was wiped out just like he said he would? Are you going to cover the fact that jobs are coming back when their god emperor, Barack Obama, said, you can't just bring jobs back. You're going to wave a magic wand. Can't do that. No, jobs are coming back. 50,000 jobs coming from China to Wisconsin in Foxconn. You going to cover that? No, we don't want to cover that. You going to cover the fact that Trump's the first president since Reagan to uphold the policy of Jerusalem being Israel's capital and symbolically show that by moving your embassy there? You going to cover that? You going to cover the deregulation of the economy that's leading to a booming stock market? You going to cover the fact that oil exploration's going on in Anwar and no panda bears have died or polar bears? You going to cover the fact that the U.S. military is finally being rebuilt after Obama tried to decimate it? What are you going to cover? If you don't cover Russia, what are you going to cover?